On the 12th day, Cadet Epi Langtree found the cracks in the wall. She'd stopped her trek through the maze and leaned against its smooth surface. Exhaustion from the first 6 hours washed through her, the force of it pushing her into the unforgiving wall. After a few quick breaths, she wiped a hand across her eyes and rolled her shoulder. It was nothing more than a simple push to get going, but beneath her something shifted. Epi sprang back, gulping cold air. She inched closer and probed the crevice with her fingers. The unrelenting and unchanging wall of the past 12 days slid against her skin. She nudged the wall with her shoulder, the way you might a best friend, as if she and this impenetrable white slab had anything in common. The crevice deepened. Epi glanced upward. The walls and ceiling were bare, but so bright that some days she wanted to crouch into a ball, bury her head in her arms, and simply rock the 12-hour shift away. She never did. The stories of those who had halted for too long kept her trudging forward through the maze. With her shoulder molding new shapes in the wall, Epi latched on to the first glimmer of something. Like everyone else in her class, she'd spent hours pounding the surface, scratching the walls, kicking as hard as she could. Not even blood from torn fingernails was a match for the bright, white glare. Worse, after that first day, everyone's boots went missing from their lockers, and now they navigated the icy maze in bare feet. Her toes ached with the cold. Epi sandwiched one foot on top of the other and inspected the dip in the wall her shoulder had made. She poked at the wall with her fingertips, and the pliant give became unrelenting again. It was as if the maze resented her earlier attempts of kicking and scratching. Epi blew out a breath. "I'd be resentful too," she said, her words barely reaching her ears. It was as if the walls absorbed both the sound of her voice and what she had to say. She tried her shoulder again, rolling it around, gentle, persistent, but giving it a bit of rhythm, like a dance routine. If the cadre were filming this, and no doubt they were, she must look ridiculous. A giggle escaped her lips, and Epi slapped a hand across her mouth. She hadn't laughed in how many days? Certainly not the last 12. Beneath her shoulder, the crevice grew into a valley. Since the wall seemed to like her shoulder, what about a hip? Now she was dancing. Hip, shoulder, step. Hip, shoulder, step. Hip, shoulder. Something solid and warm blocked her progress. Epi halted, drinking in the first hint of heat in more than 6 hours. Was this the key then? Movement? Friction? The wall beneath her still glowed white. It looked deceptively cold, but its warmth was delicious. She turned her face toward the wall, tongue flicking across her lips. What if she leaned forward? What if she let her mouth graze the surface? What then? She was a mere breath away when the wall beneath her skin coughed.